evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design, and hopefully you are, and I am too, as we learn how to poke our frequencies out into the world to help both manifest and be a contributor everywhere you go. Today is July 4th, as you well know, and my name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, work with some wonderful guides and angels, and love to work with you. This is a call-in show for those of you who aren't off setting off fireworks, or maybe those of you who are out in the East have already come home from all that. But it occurs to me that independence is what the kind of subject is. And I want to say in that, let me see, independence, I think what's happening in me, and I'm talking to my guides about this, is that there's a loyalty to the truth of self and the recognition of our own personal power and our own personal radiance that comes up when you want to be independent. Because so many of us, and you know this in the intuitive world, in the world of energy and subtle energy flows, that we're full of programs. We're full of programs because of past life experiences and reactions that are incomplete, or this life where we're taking on other people's feelings, or we're maybe media blitzed, you know, or we're sort of got so much detail, so much demand going on that it's hard to really get in touch with who we are. Who are we anyway? Aurobindo is such a wonderful, conscious, I would say enlightened kind of a guy, says that who you are is a stupid question, that it's a constant exploration of the deepening of your truth and your soul's journey. And my guides always say that 98% of the job is releasing. That's releasing past programs, releasing old things that you've decided upon that you're growing out of, releasing your identity, you know, saying, oh, well, I am this or that. I'm a married woman. I'm a single woman. I'm a bachelor. I'm a hero. I'm a wealthy man. I'm a bit of a Dickens. All these different ways in which you hold your own identity can attach you to other people's perceptions, and we're going to get into that in a few minutes, but you can be attached to, in an energetic way, how other people see you, perceive you, how you long for other people to perceive you, and can be actually separating from who you really are. It's very interesting. I'm not sure that any of us has a real kind of independence on this sort of ideal level. Do you feel you do, even if you blow off fireworks on July 4th? And it's interesting also that we have an awful lot of corruption and turmoil going on all over the planet. A lot of it comes from our wonderful freedom country here. I'm not going to get into a lot of politics, but it's sort of ironic that this is supposed to be the nation of freedom, and people are so confused and controlled, and there's domination coming from all kinds of aspects of life here. You know, I always go back to the mortgage swindle, the banking corruption, the government, the lobbyists, the behind-the-scenes control of the way governments run, and so on, not just in America, oh my gosh, but America boasts about being free, but it's not free. And I watch people go around looking haggard and with baggy, empty eyes, and I look at all the empty foods and the GMOs, and the, my gosh, you go, well, how can we call ourselves independent? I have a right to be numb, and I have a right to be in a trance, because that's a virtual, that's a kind of independence. But bottom line, is that really independence? I want to play with this term this evening. And if you really care about independence, we can also do some exercises. I mean, if you care about your own personal, we'll call it independence, but I think another way to put it is the integrity of your vibrational presentation on the planet. Okay, if you really care about that, let's do some energy clearing exercises all together. Let's make some sounds. How many of you listened to Manny's show on Tuesday night? We interviewed Manny Illuminati, I believe is how you say his last name. And he's an amazing sound kind of guy. So when he works with you, he moves right in with sounds with really interesting chants to kind of get in step with or vibrate with the essence of your being. And all the ways in which you're posturing, or as we said, you've gone into trances, or you're numbed out, or you've been mind controlled, or what, any of the, those things that happen to people and have always happened to people on this beautiful plane of ours, this 3D plane. If you're really seeking to emerge as somebody who's in integrity with yourself, who's empowered by the truth of who you are, then your his kind of work, we're going to do some work too, but his kind of work is really interesting. When I first met him, he sounded so soft and spoken, and I couldn't figure out what kind of sound healing he did. And then all of a sudden, when he's tuning in, he can tune right into your essence, and when he makes his sounds into it, holy moly, it is resonant, colorful, vibrates right in through your body, mind, emotional self. I mean, it's just amazing. And it can help disperse these densities that come up from, for example, attachments or ways of holding old grief or old reaction or other people's energies. Those are all just like densities in your own energy field. And for those of you who are new, we are vibrational first, and we download into the physical after that. So what he's doing is addressing the vibrational in you and flicking aside or dispersing denser blobs and fields and frequencies and fur balls or whatever you want to call them that are either inside or outside of you in order to give you, maybe the goal is healing. He's done some amazing work, healing cancers and so on. But also my experience with him is that it's kind of liberating. When he worked with me, I felt quite a lot of, how can I put it, kind of freedom inside. You know, when we have old programs in us and old reactions and fears and insecurities and ambitions that make it really important to hang on to our identity and our bravado in the world, they can give you, you know, gut aches, and we can feel weighted here and weighted there, and there's all kinds of tensions that run through all of our body and mind. Don't fib to me. You know you get them too. So as he makes these sounds, very often you can feel lighter and freer and much more expanded and much more capable of moving into a deepening integrity. Like I quoted Aravinda, I just go that deepening integrity is something that he says is an infinite process. And the integrity to me means being really attuned to the fact that you're the only one in the universe with your particular energy print. You're the only one in the universe with you. And it's an infinite process to be you and more of the real you. So that was kind of a long preamble. Our next guy is going to be Brad Warner, and he's written a book called There Is No God, and He Is Always With You. And that's going to be a fun discussion for us, too. So tonight is July 4th, big celebration. I think it's Bush's birthday, too, isn't it? Too bad, eh? Well, anyway, now I'm leaking my politics out. All right, so what we're going to do together, and we're going to create a coherent field all together by sharing a vibrational meditation. I should be making a sound meditation because of having just featured Manny, but I think I won't. I think we'll do our sacred geometrics, which is a wonderful, wonderful setting for you to manifest what you want and also do some really deep clearing. Now, because we've been talking about the densities that can prevent you from being free enough to express the real you, okay, we've been talking about that. When we're doing the first, when you go in and you lay on the table for the healing team and the guides and angels, go in there and work on clearing in yourself and see if you don't notice a real change from what's in you right now to what you would prefer, or feeling like there's fresh air rushing through your soul. All right. Let's call in above your head about 2 miles. Create a golden ball, and it's a resonant, radiant golden ball. Now, below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now drop a filament of light, again gold, from the upper ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, a four-sided pyramid. I can feel, can't you feel the energy when that four-sided pyramid goes from that upper golden ball over your head and upper torso? You can really feel the energy, can't you? And now upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. So that two pyramids meet base to base, and there you are inside an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. And feel what the energy feels like. Now inside of that, create a crystal ball. And see that crystal ball with all its shimmering lights, with all its spectral hues. Oh my goodness, it's beautiful. And the outside edges of it touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And now inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, three-dimensional star of David. And start spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. Whenever I do that, I feel like I'm really spinning. And as we spin, look in front of you. There's a magical screen there. And on that screen, we're going to put some movies. The first movie is going to be you becoming what it is you want to become. And I always say the same thing. I want to be consciously multidimensional. So I see myself in my movie, and you don't have to do what I do, but just pick something you want to become. Okay, and I see myself as becoming multidimensional, and I can feel myself, my frequencies are moving up. And tonight, it's always a little different. Tonight I see all kinds of spirit beings helping me with that or guiding me. Good. Now when I think that so there's some booming going on, and that's fireworks around this neighborhood. Okay, so when I feel like I've accomplished that, I wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and now we create our second movie. And the second movie is you creating some project that you want to create. And it could be home and family. It could be small or big. It can be a house. It can be a world trip. It can be a book, a movie. It can be anything. Okay? Now see all the pieces, all the resources coming together to create the project of your dream, or the one you're currently working on. There you are. See all the pieces, the money, the people, the time, the places, all moving together, and there you are. Good work. And see it all happening. And remember this, always feel it happening, too. Make sure you just let yourself feel the experience of developing your project to a wonderful, wonderful goal. And then now, yay, we've got it done. So now you see all the pieces and the people. Everything comes together for you to sustain your project so it can stay appreciated, useful, going on for its full length, for its full life. And now wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and now we'll do the Galactic Healing Center. Good. The Galactic Healing Center. Now we're going to have our healing team, and this is the number of guides that you have around you that are especially aligned with healing, and have them stand around the healing table, a beautiful healing table. And the first person that comes in is you, or in my case, me. Yahoo! And I lay on that table, and what I want to do is ask them to help me clear some of the densities that prevent my independence. What are you going to ask for? And they might even tell you something. Yeah, they might even tell you something about yourself. Yeah. Ooh, I just got a little bit of advice. I'm not sharing this one. It's close to my heart. You know, global radio. Got to be careful, right? All the security breaches that are going on these days. That's it. There we go. They're helping me a lot. And they're helping you a lot. I can see it. Now, what happens in your body mind when this is going on? We can talk about it a little later if you like. Where I'm feeling that they're moving a lot in my solar plexus, GI area, gastrointestinal. And now wrap that in light when you feel you've gotten somewhere. Wrap it in light. And now we're going to bring in a fresh table, and our healing team is going to replicate themselves. Wow, they're really bright tonight. Look at them. Whoa. You might feel yours, smell them, sense them, just vibrate with them. It doesn't matter. You just know that they're there. And the next person comes in, and this one is a youngish woman, not that young. She's very responsible, and she has a lot of chronic pain. Seems to be in the joints. And all throughout her body. It's had pain for a long time. Now, it occurs to me, as this woman comes in, she just sort of volunteered herself. I know about five, and they're all women, actually, that have chronic pain. A lot of it's like fibromyalgia and so on. So we're setting up a little clinic here. Now, remember, our team can replicate themselves. So let's put a number of different people with chronic pain on a number of different beds here and have the team work on each of them, and we're asking that they each be shown something that's creating the densities in their body-mind. So in this case, in all these cases, all five of the ones that I've chosen, they all have a similar thing, which is the suppression of the real self in defense. What does that mean, in defense? Okay, so they're containing themselves, and they're hurting inside, because they're feeling very, very defended. And why might be one of them is other lives, and one of them has had a tremendous amount of positive creativity, but a lot of, like, abuse, pushing it back in her youth. So she's got a fear. So she's got more of a split than some of them. And one of them is just a tired person, a woman who's never really, she's older, and she's never really been able to imagine doing what it is she wants to really do. She doesn't think that's the way life goes. Okay. And hers is right in the solar plexus, which of course is your power center. But they're showing pain all throughout her body. Good. And they're just running energy across that. And one is a woman who's had tremendous pain, but she also has a lot of, like, spinning in her brain. Her brain is very hyperactive. So they're working with both the brain and the feet. Good. Okay. And here's another one, and she's getting, she has a lot of chronic, I want to call it chronic fatigue. That's it. And she's older and very resigned to the fact she can't do things, and I'm not really sure she should be, because she's got a lot of creativity in her, still in her. So we're asking that they wrap that in light. And now what's really interesting, and we're going to move that to the side, okay? And now we're going to bring in our political table. Now we're going to bring in one more person, okay? We're going to bring in one more table, and we're going to wrap the healing team. Our team is very busy tonight. They've been replicating themselves all over the place here. But this woman really needs some special help and special guidance, because there's been something in her brain and belly patterns, and they go together, ladies and gentlemen, because the belly houses your karma, and the brain runs a lot of things in your body, and from everything I heard says that your neurotransmissions really start out in your intestinal tract anyway, so it's really hard when you're a human being. The more you understand, the more you realize, all these different things come together in us. Anyway, this woman is a very, very good woman who has come into, I feel this, that she's probably come in to release a ton. We talked about releasing and becoming more of who you are, which is an infinite deepening process. And she has come in consciously or unconsciously to release an awful lot of karmic stuff. And the thing is what she's got in her brain is a very, very rapid brain pattern, a panic, a PTSD pattern, and it has made her life treacherous for her for a long time. And she's been kind of, not homeless, but house-sitting and not really home for about 13 years. It's been very, very hard for her. And I just want the guides, I'm asking them to speak to her personally and give her some clues as to how she's doing and what else is she supposed to be finding in order to cope with her life on this planet. A lot of unresolved abuse has been almost fully resolved, but we're going to continue. They're going to keep moving her energy and releasing a very deep choice to be abused. Part of it is that if she's would prefer to be of a multidimensional nature, she has dropped into 3D in order to get things sorted out deep within her soul, and that is actually happening. So we're asking them to infuse her with light, with possibility, and also to bring some of these options to her to begin a life that she can actually enjoy. And we send her with blessings. Now move that to the side and let that keep stewing. All of you can keep stewing in these wonderful little healing situations. Now let's bring in, let's see, the issue of, like, we've got government issues, we've got corruption, we've got the issue of power being out of control. Just bring in some of the people that are in charge of global economics. How about that? That's a nice simple one, isn't it? Bring them into our table. They can all fit on the table. And actually, proportionally speaking to 7 billion people, it's a small group, right? So let's see them coming in. And the issue of power, let's see it as a very, very... the electric. Remember we talked about densities? Let's see it as an electric kind of a, we'll call it a like a grenade or something, or a fur ball. And as you take power, okay, and power at the base level can be power over, it can be might and so on. But at a very high level, it can be that integrity and that independence we've been looking for, right? So let's just call in. We're going to see all these beings that have to do with running systems of power on the world, power over, power control, power over resources, power over moolah, power over whatever that is, not necessarily for the higher good, power over. And let's bring in high frequencies, high, high frequencies. There's many of them available right now. Bring them in through the top of your head. And have them spin around your head, down through your neck, shoulders, down your arms, and out your hands. Oops, I forgot to run it through the heart. Down your neck, shoulders, now cycle it round and round in your heart. Down your arms, popping out your hands. And then start patting. You're going to pat this under the soles of the feet of many of these power princes. They're mostly men that I see, but there are some women too. Who do you see? And let's just keep sending this amazing high-frequency energy. Now, remember, when your radiance sticks out, it's kind of contagious. So it doesn't matter if it's good or bad in terms of being contagious, but what we want to do is consciously radiate out a higher frequency. So as we send these through the people that we see on our table who are all highly charged with power, let's just keep sending frequencies up through their bodies so that they're radiating out something that is contagious to others, that lifts other people. You can do that. That's it. You can do that. And just see those. And I like to see bright pink, purple, fuchsia, apricot color, radiant pinky hues coming in through from the universes and moving up through all these beings so they become more prone to harmony, seeing the power in integrity, seeing the power in the truth of who they are, seeing the power in empowering one another. Just keep feeling it going through, and then you can grin a little. It's making me laugh, actually. Yeah. And when you feel like there's quite a bit of harmony going on there, you know, let's just wrap them all in light, okay, and move them over to the side and let them all stew in this amazing transformation of power. And then we're going to call in those apricot frequencies again, and we're going to call them into the top of your head, down through your neck, run it around in your heart, bring it through your shoulders, arms, hands, and then reach out and pat various places on the planet. I think we want to pat Snowden, too. The various places on the planet where there's been grief, sickness, tremendous corruption, really strange weather, which is supposed to be man-made. We keep hearing more and more about that. So the weather problems, crop failures, just keep patting all the places. Whales, the killing of the whales, and the ocean disruptions, the oil. Yeah, there you are. And just keep patting places on the planet. Honestly, if we got good enough at this, we might be able to run our cars with it. What do you think? All right. And then go round and round and round the earth, and then bring that energy back up your arms, your hands, your arms. My hands are just buzzing, are yours? All the way up your arms, up to your shoulders, swing round and round and round in your heart, because we want to come from love. Through the heart, up to the shoulders, the neck, your consciousness of self. Because what we want to do as we learn to be independent is become a greater and greater self. Move up through the top of the head, way out into the great central sun. Good. And then back down into closing off, turn over and close off the healing, the galactic healing center. Jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin. And then I want you to call in. Would you like to call in? Who's listening tonight? There must be somebody out there. Even though it's July 4th, there are some of you that are either already done or that you'd rather be quiet and not be out where the melee is. Call in 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. So how independent are you feeling? This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'm just delighted to be talking to you. And I hope you're checking out my podcast on my website, veronicaentwistle.com. We're putting up the podcast after we do the Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night. Podcast comes up on Wednesdays. And a lot of you are taking full advantage of it. But for those of you who don't realize we're doing that, you can download it. You can listen to it on your computer or whatever. But I'd sure love to have feedback. So let's see. Here's what we're going to do right now. Funny, I'm looking around. I'm trying to think of how independent we are when in truth we are, you know, we're going to radiate by design. But where we don't, we literally absorb all kinds of other people's thoughts and feelings. You know, they say that a thought just does, an idea doesn't just happen in one mind. It happens in many minds at a time. But another way of looking at it is that we're highly empathic as a species. How can you use that in your life? You can use being empathetic. You can use it as a tragedy. You can use it as a way to totally understand what somebody else is feeling like, even physically. Or you can use it to understand that we are all one. You can use it to grow and to understand many, many people, because you can empathize with somebody who's Thank you. You can empathize with somebody who's thousands of miles away. And goody, we have a caller. You are on the air. Good evening.
Hello, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. And happy Fourth.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can. About a month ago, you picked up on my pain in my shoulder from a partnership I was in that I was thinking it was my fault. It wasn't working out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm feeling much better. I'm getting physical therapy, and I'm trying to release the cosmic gunk I was collecting. But can you tell if the partnership is going to work out so I'll get at least my investment back eventually? Or
hang on one sec, okay. And I want to ask you how your feet are. Are your feet weird right now?
Yeah, they're hurting a little. I don't know why.
Well, it's sort of understanding. There's a part of you, Nancy, that is really backed up. It's a little bit panicky. Do you know that?
Right, right. I think so. That's
but
true.
This is not an intimate partnership, right? It's a work partnership?
No. It's a business partnership.
Yeah, I think you are. Well, wait a minute. This person, okay, you're going to get your money back, but there's a feeling of not getting it back at first. Okay, but it seems like
uh-huh.
you go through that, and then all of a sudden it changes. So, and
uh-huh.
you do get it back. And you get most of it back. You might not get 100%, right?
Okay, that's good.
And the thing about you, I want to say this about independence, is it's really helping you. See, you've got a pain in your stomach right now or something. There's something going on in your stomach.
Yes.
But it's helping
yes,
you to go in and have a right to be really true to who you are. So you're going to pop out of this in probably, I don't know how long, a couple of months or something. I'm not always good at time. But you're going to pop out of this with a lot more Nancy-ness about you. Does that make sense?
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And these are some of the things that happen in life to really pop up our frequency, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, because I've learned a lot of lessons from this whole thing.
But I think it's all a lot of it's about empowering you, hasn't it? Hasn't it been?
Yes, it is. Uh huh.
And you are you going into? Are you a businesswoman by nature? Because you're going into another situation in a while, and it looks like it's good.
No, actually, I'm retired. But
well, you're still going to get involved.
I'm widowed. I'd like to find something to do. I don't know, to help people, or maybe it's just time for me to meditate and just generally raise the vibration of the planet. I think
that's a remarkably successful thing for you to aim for. But what they're showing is down the road a little ways, and I don't believe predictions should hold. You can snuff them out anytime you want and recreate your predictions. Mm-hmm. But I really like this one, and it's kind of youngish women. And you somehow come in as a support, a mentor, and I find it touches your heart a great deal. And they like you. They're busy, and they're youngish, and I don't know what the deal is, but they're setting something up, and they want to help people as well. So you seem to come in as a mentor, and it makes you laugh sometimes, and they just think you're wonderful. So, but that's not quite yet. It's down the road a little ways.
Okay.
Thank you for your call and
thank
happy
you.
Independence.
Thank you. Happy independence to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we have another caller. I'm very pleased. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya.
Oh, I was hoping you'd call. How are you, Jaya?
I'm actually not very well. I was going to ask you what's going on in my body. But I also want to ask you, what's going to happen to Snowden?
Oh, that's a tough question, isn't it? I think he's got... I'll go for that one first because it's probably... Well, anyway, I think that he's going to be corralled fairly soon. There's something not very upfront that's going to probably punish him. You see what I mean? I don't think it's going to be a straight-up thing that we're all going to know about unless we're all psychics. You see what I mean? So he's going to be punished or he's going to be curtailed in some way, and then I can't see beyond that. It's almost like he's being held in a very, he's almost being held for ransom or something. And the guys are showing that there's some sneaky political stuff going to be kind of dangerous for him. I think he'll live through it, but it's pretty scary for him for a while. And you know how it is in the power issues, which we were talking about, power issues in the world right now, it's not always obvious who's pulling what strings and who's being corralled and how, you know. So he's going to be sort of stuck in a certain place. I think in a way he knew he might be killed at the beginning, but I don't think he's going to be killed. I think he's going to have a slow kind of containment.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. But for everybody at home, I mean, if you care about it at all, we should all be, you know, the sacred structures are really helpful for this, and that's not the only style of doing it, but we could probably lift him and help him find a certain kind of freedom, you know?
Mm.
We could aim for that. We could focus on that.
Good. I would like to do that. I really feel for him.
I do, too, but, you know, yeah, I do, too. But the world is split, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I think the powers that curtail him are not the ones that you and I read about, so I'm redundant. Let's go into Jaya and see what's going on. There's something about your stomach. Are you, yeah, you're just not digesting very well. There's a real anxiety or, let me look at your brain. Okay, everybody at home, I want you to spend just a minute and focus on the base of your spine. There we go. And you go into the base of your spine, Jaya. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that you're feeling kind of tired and kind of, it's like your stomach is queasy, is it?
Well, it's more like my lower abdomen feels inflamed and the base of my skull feels inflamed.
Okay.
I'm not sure what's going on.
This is where you had surgery before.
Mm-hmm.
And wait a minute. And then there's also this thing about this implant that we keep seeing these implants there in the base of your skull.
Mm-hmm.
More on the left than the right, I think, unless we're mirroring.
For me, it's more on the right, the feeling, the sensation.
Okay. But I think it's related to your, not the belly so much as the stomach. Well, everything's related, right? That there's an anxiety about you. We talked about Snowden being contained and thwarted and a sneaky thing.
Mm-hmm.
You feel kind of similarly having been contained and not really trusting, not sure where. So I don't think that you're sick. I think that the implant and even the sensitivity that came from all that surgery and so on in the belly area, a lot of that, everything is kind of inflamed in you. It's not just a little bit, it's quite a bit. Are you thin?
Yes.
Okay. We're just going to see if we can do a little bit of healing here. And you and I should talk over the next day or so if you've got time.
Right. I just sort of wanted some advice because it's not getting better.
We're doing a little bit of work. Everybody at home, go into the base of your spine. Color it bright, clear red. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And then let's call in the high frequencies and have those float right into the hot, do the red chakra, and this is for you too, Jaya.
Mm-hmm.
And move up because we want to charge up your life force. Charge up your life force. How's that?
Good.
Yeah. and then we're going to talk in person. I can't do all that we should do, but for everybody at home, charge up that life force, make it go bright, clear red, and have the red go right up your spine. And in Jaya's case and several other people, you want it to go right up through this implant, which is some strange... You know, it's funny that we talked about this a long time ago, that we are supposedly a programmed species by the Syrians, and, well, there's some discussion about that, about exactly who by, but you have some kind of implant that has kept you limited. Now, look at your feet. Do you see, can you feel your feet right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as we work with the implant, and we send that red light charging up through the implant, which I see as a limiting force so that you don't unfurl too quickly and that you stay a part of the experiment, your feet go crazy. And from my, or at least mine do, but you're, from my perspective or for what the guides are saying, that that is a sign of your feeling absolutely not able to go forward in any direction, you know, in any way right now. And there's no understanding, and there's no, you know, to make it really simple, there's nothing to hold you up. And I'm going, I think there's a lot to hold you up in your meditational world and so on. But the other way of saying hold you up is to stop you from going any farther. So you got both those things going on. And I really want you to go back in and build up that red light again. Can you feel all this going through your body?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about independence at the beginning, and if we have these limiting, whether they're DNA things or whatever, but there's this implant in there, it prevents us from taking full charge of what we are and who we are, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now, flex your jaw. Feel your teeth are kind of tight or something. Do you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we're going to do one more flush of red all the way up your spine. Okay. For everybody at home, and then we're just going to infuse the whole brain. Atta girl. I want to say let go, let it go, let something go. Well, we pull out a little bit of it. They never, remember we've been warned before, don't pull the whole thing out?
Mm-hmm. I guess it's just flared up right now.
Well, I think part of it is because you're a little bit too thin and you've had enough anxiety to get your little body inflamed or... Yeah, inflamed, I would say.
Eh? Yeah, the whole body feels inflamed. That's right.
That's right. Can you alkalize? Can you eat some greens or something?
Yeah.
You do that a lot?
Uh-huh.
And it's right around your chest. And I probably have to cut this short in case we have another caller. But I want to say it's really important to alkalize. It's very important for you. Do some breathing techniques. And I know you're a wonderful meditator, but I would say do some really intense breathing techniques.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, Veronica.
Are you going to go out and do fireworks?
No. No, I've got enough going on.
All right, honey. Thank you so much for calling. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Veronica.
All right. So that was a really interesting call. In both Nancy and Jaya, there were other people's influences or other things influencing them, and it's interesting when that happens how the feet go a little bonkers. I mean, Nancy's feet are sore, she said, and we didn't get back to her to talk about her feet. But when you've got, I had a really bad knee for a little while, and what happens is it had a really weird connection to a queasy stomach, And I learned a lot about knees and kidneys according to the Chinese system and so on. And it really just gave another chapter to knowing the body-mind connection. So these the feet thing was about them being able to mobilize themselves and go forward and feel understanding, feel confident, feel secure, because you can really hold yourself up. And in both cases, it's going to work out just fine. But when you pay attention to your feet being really uncomfortable, then you can help yourself kind of rewrite yourself or sort of reestablish a sense of balance. It's pretty interesting being a human being, isn't it? Let me see. There's somebody else out there I want to look at. I haven't been talking to most of the men out there, have I? I've been talking to mostly women tonight. Well, let's get over that part. So let's take a look at a couple of you guys. There's the men. Look at a man who's very, very disappointed. I don't know why. He looks like he's in his maybe 50s. I can't quite tell your age here. You're a little bit heavy. You haven't been what you call... Oh, okay, here's what it is. You feel like you're not successful. And you thought you were going in a direction that was going to make you successful. But because of the way our planetary economics are right now, everything fell apart, and you didn't have the opportunity for that. And I want to say, now, if any of you at home, they say that you need to fail a few times in life, or else you just drop dead when you do, if you fail for the first time in your 60s or something, it's kind of game over. So we're practicing failing, you guys, because then it's like reestablishing a visit with yourself, who you really are, what your inner being is like, what your integrity is like. So here's my guy that I'm looking at there. And he is just a lovely, warm, sweet man, but he's very sensitive, and he thinks that he's failed. And I'm going, you know, he has to find within himself the courage to reroute to, and I think he must be 50, I think he might be going into a Saturn return, I'm not sure, so somewhere around 56 to 59. But in any case, he has full capacity to turn in an entirely different direction, add a few bits of coursework, and step forward. But the thing that's good about it is that once he gets through the emotional aspect of it all, as soon as he starts taking the first step toward the class, or there has to be a class because there needs to be some recertification. He's already certified. He's already educated. But to recertify himself, he has to make a step, almost like a lateral step, step directly to the right to take a chance on a class that he thinks would be out of, you know, would be really preposterous to imagine himself going into a class like that. And I want to say to him, go for it. When you feel that urge, like, I'd really rather do doodly-do. Go take the class, because the whole thing starts to unroll from that point, as if he's finally like, oh my gosh, this is what I've always wanted to do. Oh my gosh, it's going to work. And he's going to be very successful. He may not be a billionaire at the end of it all. There's not that many of those anyway. But he's going to do just fine, and he looks like his health is going to improve, his weight is going to get better, and he's going to be having a lot more fun at work, and not going to feel so trapped by what he thinks he should be. Now let's look at this other one. Here's another man, and we're talking about work here. This guy's got a lot of pressure in his brain, the front part of his head. He's got curly hair, actually. The front part of his frontal lobe, his eyes, his gastrointestinal system. He's feeling really, again, he also has to make a huge change. And in his case, why he has to make a huge change is because everything's kind of frozen in his work. And he doesn't have an income, and he needs to get an income. And what we're seeing here is he has to release, this is very, very important, he has to release some of the descriptions that he uses on himself, some of the things that he holds near and dear to himself about who he is, because when a person makes a huge change, sometimes you have to drop the way you were leaning up against your own identity. So we're saying to everybody at home, let's all take a few minutes right now. on behalf of this fellow, but on behalf of many people that have to make sudden changes in their life. Not sudden changes, but it seems like you're at a wall. It's not necessarily a failure, but that particular track just seems to fall off the page, right? So let's all stop for a minute and list a few of the things that you attribute to your success. For example, I am a teacher. I am a publisher. I am an artist. I am fragile. I am sickly. I am fierce. I am unpopular. What are the things, just a bunch of things, okay? A bunch of things about yourself that you include in your identification process. And I want you to just list as many as you can stand. Yeah. And, you know, ideally you would do this every day for a few days. And the reason for that is you'll forget some things one day, you'll exaggerate some things another day. But you start to get the sense, what do they feel like in your gut? What do they feel like in your chest? What do they feel like in your head? Look at yourself in the mirror. What do they feel like in your face? Exaggerate them, elongate your list. That's right. And in your imagination, drop them on the floor or drop them in a little fire bowl or something so they can transform it. Just drop them all off and give yourself a break. Because you and I know this. If we're going to talk about independence, we're going to talk about the integrity of who you are. You are not the things that appear to identify you. You know this. The you that's within you isn't the you that other people see necessarily. There's a really precious, unique, you're the only one in the universe. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, thank you so much for listening. I'll say, thank you so much for listening. The real you, inner you, the you that's seeking expansions of who you are. Check my website, veronicaentwistle.com, and you'll get the podcast from some of the last shows anyway. And on Tuesday night, tune in at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, and you're going to hear me talking to Brad Warner, who wrote There Is No God, and He's Always With You. And the little a positive thing here says, A Search for God in Odd Places. Apparently, he already wrote a book called Sit Down and Shut Up. This guy's really fun. Starting to read his book, there's a lot of depth and a lot of wonderful philosophical hoo-ha in it. He's very Buddhist. And when I say very Buddhist, he doesn't let himself be attached to those labels, actually. He uses them in a sense of his training and so on, but he doesn't remain attached to those. So I think you'll find him really interesting. He's capricious and cheeky and very deep and very soft and easy to read and easy to understand and yet deep enough to really push us to seek further. So again, this is Veronica Entwistle saying tune in to my website, veronicaentwistle.com, for the podcast. And there's an Ask Veronica button there if you've got suggestions for guests for Paradigm Shifters or feedback on this show and our little search for your independence, either here or out in the universes. Or if you'd like a session with me and my guides and angels, I'd love to hear from you, or I'd love to hear from you anyway. Take a deep breath and send blessings out to one another in our coherent spiritual group, our good listening group. Good night. Many blessings. Thank you for listening.